Hi, thank you for calling the Depo Provera helpline. This is Natalia on a recorded line. What is the name of the person that you're transferring?
Yes, Natalia. Her first name is Maya. That's spelled M-A-Y-A. Last name Sanders.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Hi, Miss Maya. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you fine.
Yes, okay, perfect. My name is Natalia. I'll be your intake specialist today on a recorded line. Would you like to see if you meet the requirements to participate?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not signed any contracts or retainers with a law firm for this matter?
No, ma'am, I haven't.
You haven't. So you are willing to affirm, correct?
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
Yes, okay. So you don't have an attorney yet. Is this for yourself or a loved one?
Myself.
For yourself, okay. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, okay. And were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes, ma'am.
You were? Okay, I'm so sorry to hear about that. Did you receive any treatment or any surgeries?
Yes, ma'am.
You did? Okay. And where were you diagnosed? What medical center?
Give me just 1 second. Okay, it's Merit Health Wesley, the same, Merit Health Wesley.
Merit Health Wesley, okay, where is that located?
It is 5, you want the address?
Yes, please.
Okay, it is 5001 mm-hmm. Hardy Street, Hattiesburg, Mississippi.
Okay, in Hattiesburg, Mississippi.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so that's where you were diagnosed with the meningioma?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and that's where you received treatment as well?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, now can you tell me where did you get the Depo Provera prescribed? What medical center?
It's called Physician and Surgeon.
Okay, where is that located?
Okay, so that address is 900 Earl
mm-hmm.
Fry, F-R-Y-E, Boulevard,
mm-hmm.
Amory, Mississippi.
Amory, Mississippi. Okay, so is it Amory Physicians and Surgeons?
Yes.
Okay. All right, give me 1 second. I'm just looking it up here just to make sure I have the right place. Okay, Physicians and Surgeons. So that's where you were prescribed the Depo Provera?
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
Yes, okay. Do you happen to have the phone number?
I don't. Let me, 1 second. I can get it for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, their number would be 662-256-9331.
Okay. 9331. Okay, perfect. Thank you. Now I'm going to ask you a few more questions. Were you diagnosed with meningioma of the brain or the spine?
The brain.
The brain. Okay. Was it a diagnosis? Was the method a CT scan, an MRI, or both?
I had both done.
You had both done. Okay. And when were you diagnosed? What was the date?
I was just told it was June of 2023.
June of
2016.
The 16th. Okay. So 2023 last year?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And do you know anyone else that was injured by Depo Provera?
Not at the moment.
Not at the moment. Okay. And what is your date of birth?
January 4th, 2000.
Okay. And did you take the injectable contraceptive, the brand name of Depo Provera?
Could you explain it a little more for me?
Yes. Do you know if they use the brand name of Depo Provera, or was it the generic version? Was it called a medroxyprogesterone acetate? That would be the generic, or was it called Depo Provera?
Oh, okay. It's called Depo Provera. Yeah.
Depo Provera. Okay. And did you use it for at least 1 year, meaning you took 4 injections in the 1 year?
Yes. Yes, I did.
You did? Okay. When did you start taking it?
Let me see. Okay, I start receiving them. I want to say March of 2019. Yeah, March 2019.
March of 2019. Okay. And when was your last injection?
I stopped getting them around May of 2023.
You said May of 2023?
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Okay. And can you confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Okay. And I have your first and last name. I have Maya Sanders. And do you have a middle initial?
Yes, S.
S is in Sam?
Yes.
Yes, okay. And then your phone number, is this a cell phone number? 662-359-4070?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then I have an email. Is it sandersmaya965@gmail.com?
Yes, correct.
Correct, okay. So it looks like you do meet the minimum requirements so far. So I'm going to go ahead and continue with the intake. At the end of the questions, I'm going to send you an electronic document to sign that gives permission to the attorneys to start working on the case. Is that okay?
Okay, that's fine.
Okay. And for the attorneys, for the legal document, can you verify your social?
The full social?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, it is 428-872305.
Okay, I'm sorry, it was breaking up. I heard 428-872305.
Right.
Correct, okay. And then what is your current mailing address?
It is 44 Sanders. Ville Drive,
mm-hmm.
Columbus, Mississippi, 39701.
Okay, 39701, and that was 44
yes.
Sandersville. Oh, like your last name.
Yep.
Nice. Okay, I'm seeing Clarksville. You said it was Columbus?
Mm-hmm. Columbus, Mississippi.
Columbus, Mississippi. Okay.
Yes. Sandersville is together.
Oh, all together. Okay. Columbus. Is it C-O-L-U-M-B-U-S for Columbus?
C-O-L-U-M-B-U-S.
Yes, okay. For some reason, it's not letting me input that. Give me 1 second. The number is 44, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Sandersville, V-I-L-L-E.
Okay, Sandersville Drive, And what is the zip code? 39701. 39701, okay. All right, sorry, give me 1 second. There's no unit number or anything?
No, ma'am.
No, okay. And before the diagnosis of meningioma, were you diagnosed with cancer previously?
No, ma'am.
No, okay. And do you have medical records that you can provide to the attorneys via mail or electronically?
Yes.
Okay. Which one is better, mail, electronically, or both?
Both.
Both, okay. All right, and then the last thing I need from you is an emergency contact number in case you become unresponsive for an extended period of time. This will prevent any disruptions in the case so that they can continue. And for that, would you like to provide someone that lives with you or lives separate?
Someone that lives with me.
Okay, and what is their relationship to you?
It would be my father.
Your father, okay. And what is the phone number?
62-251-7716.
Okay. And what is the first and last name?
Bobby Sanders.
Bobby, that's B-O-B-B-Y?
Yes, Sanders.
Sanders, okay. All right. And that's it for the questionnaire here. Have you done a DocuSign before?
Yes, ma'am, I have.
Yes, okay, so you'll be familiar with the electronic document. It's going to be a few initials and a few signatures that give the attorneys permission to start working on the case. I'm going to send that for you right now. You can put me on speaker if you haven't already. I'll stay on the line with you in case you have any questions or if you need help navigating the page.
Okay.
All right. And I'm going to send that to your email and then also a text message. It's the same thing. Whichever one's easier for you to open, that's the one you can access.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Give me 1 second. Let me just make sure everything's spelled correctly. Okay. I just sent it over.
Sorry about the TV. I was watching this new show on Netflix.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I can hear a little bit in the background.
I was just watching this new show called Carry on Netflix. It's good so far.
Oh, okay. I might have to look through the list because I haven't really seen what's new. But yeah, I'll check it out.
Yeah. It's good. Okay, I think I finished here. Mm-hmm. Yep, I finished.
Oh, yes, I just got the notification, so it looks like everything's signed. Ms. Maya, you'll get another email with a copy of everything that you signed, so you'll have that in your records. Now, the next thing to expect is just wait about 5 business days for the attorneys to receive the information. Then they're going to call you back, and they'll let you know what the next steps are, okay?
Okay, okay.
Alrighty, and that's it for this call today. I'm going to send you another text message with the phone number of the attorneys and my direct desk line so you can save that in your contacts, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. If you have any other questions or any concerns, you can call me back or send me a text.
Okay.
Thank you, ma'am. You have a great rest of your night.
Thank you. You too, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Bye-bye.
Bye.